This is Back to the 80s Radio. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to be with us here on Back to the 80s. For the last few weeks, we've been covering and talking about the top 10 songs, top 5 songs of the 80s. We started in 1980, and we are finally approaching the end. We are at 1988. And today is an important one because it marks my 6th victory over Chang's 2 victories. But that's quite okay. I want to remind you guys to leave us a review wherever you listen to us through. Give us your thumbs up, your 5 stars, whatever it is that you have on your particular platform. That way we can keep coming back to talk about the greatest decade of all. Now, of course, introductions are in order because, as always, we can't do this show alone, ladies and gentlemen. In the studio is a man who once thought that Star Wars was a documentary. And it is said that he was seen in the 80s trying to buy fake IDs from the ice cream man.
Oh, yes. In the hood, you could buy it.
We here call him the ever-wondrous Chang.
Ladies and gentlemen, gather around, boys and girls, to the center ring here at the Back to the 80s Circus Extravaganza. I am your MC, the Master Chang. Thank you for the hang tonight. You are going to see such a feat from a man with the longest arms in the world. So long he continuously pats himself on the back. Tusky Toscano!
You know, let's do this, Chang, because I think it's about time that we gave people the opportunity...
That you handle losing.
I don't think so. That we give people the opportunity to let us know who, in fact, is victorious. Whether it be you, whether it be I, or whether it be Billboard's choices for the top 10 songs of 1988. Or for the top 5 songs, actually. We're only doing 5. We want to give some special shout-outs to all of our listeners from all over the world, of course, but starting here in the United States, and then taking off from there everywhere on the globe. Thank you for listening, particular to all our Pandora listeners, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and everywhere else you get our program. We appreciate you. Thank you. By the way, if you're listening to us from Germany, we love you. We don't have a big 2-gallon jug of beer here, but we salute you and give you cheers, as well as everybody in the UK and just everywhere else. Thank you, the Middle East, for listening to us. And like I said, everywhere else, the show has grown so much, Chang. But there is a big but, my friend.
Oh, there's always a but.
And I want to talk to you, our listeners, like we are just in the same room, just sitting across from each other, because I have something kind of unfortunate to announce to you guys. I got an email stating, this is from our podcast platform, stating that we are under violation of copyright because of the music, right? Not all of it. Now, I have emailed them, where I have permission from the appropriate parties to play music. However, that matters not today, because when people are not making money, in this case streaming services, then they just pull your programs off. So, long story short, we are going to have to pull down from Back to the 80s, from the archives, we're going to have to pull down all the shows with music, which is okay. You know, you guys already listened to them. It's unfortunate for those who want to listen who have never listened to those shows. And eventually they will be back up. I'll have to shorten them and do some editing, and we'll work it out somehow. Now, having said that, no matter how upsetting it is, I want to guide you guys to K-Hits 92.5. KHITS925.com. Once again, KHITS, KHITS 925.com. Our KHITS player will be there as soon as you click on it, and you can press play. It's live radio from the 80s, which is where we will be putting all of our shows with music. Why? Because since we go through Live 365, they pay all of our copyright due, so we don't have any problems with anyone. All right. So once again, I want to guide you guys to listen to khits925.com on Fridays. Okay. So if you listen to the show on Friday, it will go on at exactly 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is around 8 o'clock Eastern. And that's the way we can get around playing music and all that good stuff. Okay. So from now on, everybody listening to us on a podcast platform, anywhere you listen to us on a podcast platform, you will only hear a few tiny seconds of the songs. They will be edited, but if you tune in to K-Hits 92.5 at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you're going to hear the entire show with all the music in all its glory, okay? So I want to encourage you guys to go there, to pay us a visit. Everything's brand new. The station's brand new. We're trying to make it as an experience. Commercials that we play there are directly from the 80s. So everything is 80s on there. And eventually we are going to have DJs 24/7. There's my rant, Chang. It ticks me off. But you know what? It is what it is. We turn the page. We can't just live and pissed off about it. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Well, my brother, every path in life, you are going to stumble, whether it be bad footing, a rock slippage, loose sand, a root, a trip. You're still going to get to the destination. Maybe a little bit hurt, banged up, pissed off, but you'll get there. Those things happen to try to deter you. Let's start the show.
This is Back to the 80s. When we come back, 1988.
You know, I've always felt that going to the mall was like shopping with 10,000 of your closest friends. Not my idea of a good time. You never know what floor you're on, can't find your car, and the escalators always go down when you want to go up. So, I mean, who needs it? Well, Miller's Outpost can get you in and out of that mall with your sanity and your wallet in one piece. Because they're selling Levi's whitewashed 501 jeans for just $29.99. That means you're saving about 8 enchiladas off the regular price. And since these are whitewashed 501 jeans, they look like you've already worn them for a while and you don't look like a geek. So be cool, okay? Get your Levi's whitewashed 501 jeans for just $29.99 at Miller's Outpost. If you're smart, you'll buy more than one pair so you don't have to go back to that mall for 6-8 months. Unless you got a girlfriend. Get dressed,
no stress. You can dispense with the pleasantries. You're listening to Toscano and Chang. You don't know the power. Back to the 80s.
You are tuned in to Back to the 80s Radio, Toscano and Chang. I, of course, am the Chang. You ready to rock and roll and get it straight between your eyes? 1988 Billboard. Top 100 singles. Tonight we will only cover 5 cinco. That is it. Are you ready to go, Toscano? Do you have your safety belt on?
I'm ready, and I'm ready to hate on all your picks, but go for it.
Oh, okay. Number 5 starts off with numero cinco, numero uno in my heart. One of the 3 legendary Los Angeles great rock and roll bands, Guns N' Roses, slam it home with Sweet Child of Mine.
That was a great song.
What do you think?
You know, I think that it
was
a big, big factor in that song becoming even bigger and that whole album becoming bigger was, unfortunately, not your favorite, but MTV had a lot to do with it, my friend. You got to admit it. MTV had a lot to do with it.
Hating. Anyway, are you ready to get to the list again? Number 4 hits us with Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna like this song. What did you think?
It was okay back then. I think it's a lot more popular today than it was back then, just like a few other songs. And this one became a meme. Okay, he never imagined that in the year, you know, the year 20-something, he was going to be even more popular with the song than back in July of 1987 when the album was released.
Now, I bet you had hair like Rick.
I did. I actually did. Mine's black.
I knew it. I knew
Mine's
it.
Black, but I did have it just like that.
I figured. But on to the list. Number three, Thress, falls from the legend guitar playing of the Fab Four, the late, great George Harrison, with I Got My Mind Set On You. I Got My Mind Set On You.
I did like this song, by the way. I really did like this song, but something I didn't know, and for a lot of our 80s fans, it was a song written and composed by Rudy Clark, and it was originally recorded by James Wray in 1962 by the title I've Got My Mind Set On You. So just throwing that out there as some trivia.
Nice. Number two. Oh, this one slammed home with these guys were old school badass. The late, great Michael Hutchence of NXS bringing it with I Need You Tonight. What did you think of that?
Love this song, man. This song kicked butt. And Australia, you rock with bringing us bands such as NXS. I mean, it's just a great, great song. And making it to place number two on Billboard's Top 100 says quite a bit.
Number one. Oh, it's a wham bam. We could still use this kind of guy, man. George Michael with Faith at numero uno on the 88 Billboard Top 100 list.
Love this song as well, man. Anything that George Michael touched back then just blew up. And once again, I hate to be the bearer of bad news for you, Chang.
But you love it.
But the fame of this song, Faith, was in direct result of what MTV did for George Michael.
Okay, can I do ask you a couple of questions?
No.
Are you getting some cash from MTV? And
no.
Who made your...
And I got to let you know that I hate MTV today.
Okay.
I hate it.
Okay.
MTV was only good till 91, I think.
Okay, I like the way you reflect the actual question with taking the other side. Anyway, who designed your Choose Life underwear? Back in 1988.
Oh, I bought it direct mail from Wham's fan club.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Are you ready to go?
Ready to go. Let's do this. Why don't we take a little breather? When we come back, it is our turn. That's right, Toscano and Chang's turn here at Back to the 80s Radio to let you know who we thought were the top five songs of all of 1988. So don't go away because it's time for Chang to lose a seventh time.
Oh, alcohol is in the air.
Party! This Sunday at the Hollywood Florentine Gardens. This Sunday is Ladies Night. All ladies wearing a skirt admitted in free before 10 p.m. Plus, complimentary buffet all night long. So join the best party people in town this Sunday at the Hollywood Florentine Gardens. Come and dance on a 2,000-capacity floating dance floor. Always jam-packed and an awesome computerized light show. All this and much, much more promises to make your evening unforgettable at the gigantic Florentine Gardens. All ladies wearing a skirt admitted in free before 10 p.m. at the Hollywood Florentine Gardens. So be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shadow Stevens, and you must listen to Back to the 80s Radio. It's the law.
La 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 la, la 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 la, back to the 80s. Ha ha ha, hi, it's me. Let's go on the trip back to the 80s.
You're listening to Back to the 80s Radio. We are back. That's right, Toscano and Chang, the dynamic duo of 1980s radio. We hope that you're having a great day so far. We are going head-to-head, toe-to-toe, talking about the music that makes us smile, laugh, cry, and just want to listen to them forever. Let time stand still. Today, we're going to continue the battle. Who will reign supreme? Either Chang, myself, or Billboard. Or maybe yourself. So whatever. Maybe you have a totally different list, and that's okay. It's all good. It's all 80s music. It's going to be just a bloodbath today because, Chang, starting off with my number five. My number five is a power ballad. As you know, that I love power ballads. from an American glam metal band. And the song by the title, okay, okay, wait till you listen. It falls into number 34 on Billboard's Top 100, and it's a song, Angel, by none other than Steven Tyler and Aerosmith. Here on the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. Don't forget, tune into khits925.com if you want to listen to the song in its entirety. That was Angel here at Back to the 80s Radio, and of course, none other than Steven Tyler with Aerosmith. Don't tell me you did not like that song, brother. That was a great song that falls on my list, on my number five. It was released in 1988 as the third single from the band's 1987 album, Permanent Vacation, and it quickly climbed to number three on Billboard's Top 100. This actually became the highest charting single ever for Aerosmith at the time. And don't tell me, come on, are you going to hate on Aerosmith?
And wait a minute. No. First of all, no. I grew up loving Aerosmith back in the 70s. My sister, 70s. Lisa, used to have all the 70s rock. So I was turned on Aerosmith early. Great band, solid ass-kicking hard rock band. You know, they did everything, rock and roll life. Now, in the 80s, they managed to be relevant because they softened up a bit,
There it is.
This song is a great... Now, there wait a minute.
You have to take that stab at them. Hey, my name is Chang,
and I only listen to 70s. Rock and roll. Everything else is rubbish.
I bet you were a big fan of O.J. Simpson's legal team. The way that you fight me on everything was such ridiculous. It was a good song. A little too poppy, but I liked Aerosmith, and it was a good song, ballady. But yeah, okay, I'll give it to him. But there you have it. I'm not hating, nor am I saying it sucked. I'm just saying, great band, good tune.
All right.
Two different eras.
All right. That's it. The 70s had nothing to do with it.
Don't put words in my mouth. And please, don't leave
the audience. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'd just like to show you and point out that this is the list of the 80s. It has nothing to do. Why do you bring up the 70s all the time? You don't need to. Anyway. Let's hear your fantastic song.
You see, if the gloves don't fit, you can't equip. Toscano Cochran, you know Toscano.
Let's hear your fantastic song for your number five.
I'm smacking you upside the head right now with Cheap Trick at number 14 with The Flame. You are listening to Toscano and Chang right here at Back to the 80s Radio. And if you want to hear this song in its entirety and give it a thumbs up, all would become Changsters, Gangsters. Catch it on K-Hits 92.5, where we keep the 80s live alive, baby.
Another night slowly closes. I'll be with a few.
Welcome back to Back to the Radio, and you are on the Hang with Toscano and Chang. Yes, that was a ass-kicking tune from Cheap Trick, another great band back from the 70s who chiseled out the rock and roll sound. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Toscano, if you do not like Cheap Trick, then you are a miserable brick.
You know
what I'm saying?
By luck, lucked out. You lucked out because, first of all, you know I love power ballads. Secondly,
that's right.
The Flame is a great song. I would say now, because that song came from the album Lap of Luxury, I would say we're even. Mm-hmm. 1 point for you, 1 point for me. That's how good your choice was. Not hating on it. Cheap Trick, great band.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Point so we're even. One and one. Okay. Are we good? Are we good?
One and one. We're solid. Okay. It's a good thing you're not drinking. You are so much clearer and easier to work with.
All right, let's do.
Jesus Christ! You know some shows when you've had a drink, you're like,
oh
my God, Madonna,
yeah, diva.
I should call you Toscana.
No, I don't think so. For my number four, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this because I'm going to bring it right back down with a master, a musician, a singer so great that he would have been a wonderful replacement, a great replacement for Freddie Mercury when Freddie Mercury went on. And I am talking about none other than number 91 on Billboard's Top 100 with George Michael and Kissing a Fool. Let the master, the maestro of jazz and pop and everything else continue on Back to the 80s Radio at KHITS925.com. You are when I could have been your star. This is Back to the 80s Radio, KHITS925.com. George Michael, Kissing a Fool. That song, my friend, is a masterpiece performed by George Michael, Kissing a Fool, from the album Faith as well. It was written about George Michael's insecurities as a soulmate and as a partner because of the baggage and reputation which he came. The vocals were recorded in a cappella in one take, the song Kissing a Fool. Thank you. Thank you. I automatically won the entire show tonight with that song.
Well, okay, a great performer, one of the greatest singers of that generation we will ever see or hear. But for you to think that your number four could beat anything that I have tonight, not only did this song Kiss a Fool, you be that fool, I'll pity
all
a
right.
fool.
Are you going to go or are you going to continue with Mr. T in order to try to find a better song?
I am a legend in my own mind. Are you ready to go, Weasley little fool?
I'm ready to go because after this song, after your number four, we're going to take a little break and then we're going to come back.
Okay.
Ready when you are.
Are you ready? Now do me a favor. Put your big boy pants on because you're going to get paddled. My number four is none other than the king of pop, Mr. Mike Jackson. Everybody needs to redeem themselves, and it starts with the man in the mirror. We're getting rocked right here at KHITS925, home of Back to the 80s Radio.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life.
Change. Once again, you have been banged by the Chang with Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. You have been listening and listening to now Back to the 80s Radio, where I have just served Toscano a piece of his own booty.
No. First Toscano, of all.
No, wait. What? Wait. First of all.
No, you didn't hand me anything. And secondly, now, thanks to you choosing that song, I have to change my number one song. Because my number one song was Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. And now I got to change it because we can't play that song twice. So I appreciate you stealing my song. Because you saw my list before and you had to bring it up. But you stole it. So therefore, automatically, one more time, I win the show.
You see? Toscano Cochran strikes again. That is ridiculous. I bet you were pulling for Phil Spector. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, brother.
My God, your ego is bigger than Evil's.
Continue.
I lost my place.
Yeah, gee, I don't know anything about
Michael
Jackson, Man in the Mirror, that you stole from me. Go ahead.
I don't even need to give a description of the song or the album at all.
Right.
I don't. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go ahead and move on with your next pick, Mr. Arrogance.
My next...
Mr. It's All About Me, pick. Toscano Trump.
My next pick is fantastic. And it's once again showing everybody what? How great my picks are above and beyond Billboard and your list, King. Because my number three is from the album co-written, recorded for over a year in what would be the first and final collaboration between vocalist David Coverdale and guitarist John Sykes. The album is White Snake, and the song is this Love on Back to the 80s Radio. All right. We are back. This is Back to the 80s Radio. You just heard White Snake and Is This Love, falling in at number 17 on Billboard's Top 100, but falling in at number 3, according to Toscano here on Back to the 80s Radio. Is This Love is what they call a mainstay in White Snake's live show since 1987. He sang it until his farewell tour just recently. It's featured in several of their albums. This has become one of Classic Rock magazine ranked as number 7 on their top 40 greatest power ballads of all time. Continue, my friend.
Know, I got good pick.
Cat no, got good your pick, tongue
good
there.
Song, great band. It's sad that they will not perform with the Scorpions on the farewell tour due to Coverdale having health issues.
I know.
But I will give it to you for the band.
Yeah,
that song doesn't beat me, but again, it's a power ballad. It's a band I like. Not a fan of the power ballad, but I'll give it to you.
You know, and
that's it. Okay, you get no.
Yeah, the
no,
good thing is
no,
my entire list already beat you.
Okay, half a point. Just take it easy.
I got a point. Okay, now let's hear your number three.
Oh my God, the arrogance in this room is overwhelming. Holy shit! My number three. falls in at number 56 with one of the greatest bands for decades. A band that sang on the roof to reach the people they knew that they touched. A band that with every album changed their style, their vision, but yet their quest was one thing: unify, build, and take care of the cause. I'm talking about U2, Ireland's great disciples with Desire. You are listening to Rock and Roll Radio with Back to the 80s Radio right here at K-Hits 92.5. You have been back. Well, my work here is done. You just got rocked by my number three, U2, of course. Oh, what a great band, a great album. Now, I know that is Toscano's most favorite rock and roll bands of, I would say, your entire life, correct?
Yeah. U2 is my favorite band ever. My favorite band.
Right.
And that's, you know, but once again, I'll repeat what I've said in a past show.
Okay,
I don't fail to recognize, in my opinion, that the greatest band of all time is Queen, but my favorite band of all time is U2.
Right on. I agree with you. Right on.
Well, you know what? Sir, I got to hand
it
to you.
Thank you. That's 2 points for me.
I think you win that point.
2 points.
You win that point. I'm going to give you 2 points.
Yeah.
You're right. I'll give you 2 points.
In the words.
But after you hear.
In the words.
In the words of who?
The late, great Chick Hearn, voice of the Los Angeles Lakers.
This game's in the Admiral refrigerator. The door is closed. The light's out. Butter's getting hard. The eggs are cooling. And the Jell-O is jiggling.
2 points. Game's worthy.
No, no 3 points. This is not basketball.
3 points.
Okay, you got one little point. Anyway.
Thank you.
All right. Falling into number two on the category of greatest songs of 1988.
Booyah.
Now, this, before the show, I had a talk with Chang. And
I don't talk to you.
He said, is there a song, he asked me, is there a song on your list that I'm going to say without a doubt that my partner in radio is a wussy.
What did you say
and
to me?
I said when...
How dare you.
Remember that you asked me, is there a song on my list, right? On my list, not yours, on my list, that when you hear my choice, you're going to think that Toscano is a wussy. Right?
I think that without and even seeing a list.
of course
I love it.
But I'm telling, and I told you that when you hear my number two pick, you were going to think that.
Right.
But regardless, because the fans are going to agree with me. And better yet, I agree with me. The fans agree with
me. That is good for you.
That Fallen In at number 30 is the one and only Def Leppard with Love Bites. On Back to the 80s Radio. Follow us on khits925.com so you can hear the entire song right
great,
now.
Great.
We are back. This is Back to the 80s Radio and khits925.com where you just heard Def Leppard with Love Bites. Falling into number 30 on Billboard's Top 100, it is a song by the rock band from their album Hysteria, another power ballad. I mean, this song gets me. This is one of those songs, like when I hear Whitesnake or when I hear Van Halen Jump, that you just have to put the volume up on the radio every single time you hear it when it comes on. And this is a winner, my friend.
I feel bad that you were banging your head in the closet with your penny loafers with nickels in them, with your Bob's Big Boy haircut and an Italian horn chain with a La Tigra shirt, collar up, sleeves rolled, probably a peach. Maybe a light yellow, something in the light pastel area with a gold horn chain. Maybe a green. I would say probably that kind of golfer green.
So no green?
An
avocado green.
And then you would get a members only jacket that matched with each of them.
Yeah, no, I didn't dress like that, but okay.
I could be wrong.
You were very often whatever. How I used to dress, but it's okay. You know, one of these days we shall post on Facebook what we used to look like when we were much younger back in the 80s. I think that's going to be great. People are going to laugh their butts off.
I'm pretty much the same.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I swear to you, brother. I had more hair and a few more things, but pretty much, Oh, I'm not wearing camouflage pants right now.
Thank you for joining us here on Back to the 80s Radio. If you just arrived to our show, we are at place number 2 in our top 5 favorite songs of 1988. We've been battling it out with Chang since the beginning from 1980. We are finally at 1988. And it's been a battle. This has been probably the closest battle of all so far. We have both picked some pretty good songs, but I knew when I picked my number two that you were just going to flat out hate. And there it is.
Okay. It's okay. It's quite all right.
At least I didn't pick Pour Some Sugar on Me, which is also on the Billboard's Top 100.
No. Oh, thank God. I thought for sure that you would. That's one of the songs I told Mrs. Chang, hey, I guarantee he's going to love it.
I would have chosen Billy's Got a Gun, which is a live version on their B-side, but it's not on the Billboard's Top 100. So,
okay, we'll give you that.
All right, what's your number two, my friend?
Oh, man, I know you're not going to like it because it's better than what you picked. But
brother.
Brother, can you hear me? Are you ready to go? All right.
Let's hear your fantastic song.
My number two smash Chang Bang of the evening. Oh, my God. Are you ready, Toscano? Are you really ready for this? It falls in at number two in its own right on the list. Talking about that great band INXS. Oh, with I Need You Tonight. because you've been banged by the chain.
Come over here.
I've got to let you know.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s. You are listening to Toscano and Chang's head-to-head contest, 5 against 5. His favorite, my favorite. If you were moving and grooving to that tune, then obviously you have just became a Changster's gangster and a winner. Thank you for coming to the right side. Toscano, how does it feel to dance and know you just got handed a old bologna sandwich with hard ends? How do you feel?
Here's the problem.
There's no problem.
I hate to rain on your parade.
Please.
But I'm only going to give you half a point, and I'm going to tell you why.
Because you want it that way.
Because in my number one that I had to change, remember earlier I had to change it because you stole my Michael Jackson Man in the Mirror song?
Right.
My number one is also in excess. Okay. With Devil Inside.
Oh, wait a minute.
Here on the one and only Back to the 80s Radio on khits925.com.
Oh, yeah, baby.
We are back here, Back to the 80s Radio. Once again, half a point for Chang, half a point for me for this. And we normally don't play two songs of the same artist in a row, but this is our list, and I wasn't going to go choose somebody else. Although I would have chosen, if it wasn't for NXS, I would have chosen Information Society with What's on Your Mind. But I said, no, I'll keep it safe, and I'll clobber Chang's point and take away half a point so I can get it with NXS.
You see, you can't even speak as crooked as that.
Let's hear your number one.
Okay, are you ready?
Let's hear your number one.
My number one Chang Bang tune of this competition tonight falls in on the list itself at number 5, numero cinco, with a song that reminds me of the same year it came out, A Child, A Crazy Era, and A Way of Life. Talking about Guns N' Roses with Sweet Child of Mine. Everybody tune in, buckle up, and get ready to go back to Sunset Boulevard with me. Maybe you can see my chucks on fire. You're listening to Back to the 80s Radio. And this is Guns N' Roses. Child of Mine, one of my favorite tunes. I absolutely loved this band. Saw them play in Hollywood a few times, but this dude threw a cigarette at my Chuck Taylors and white Chuck Taylors. I felt disrespected. I felt the alcohol fuel my need to show him that I was going to kick him like a kicking bag. But that's why we don't drink, boys and girls. Or
so
why?
Did you stop liking the band because of what happened?
No, I never stopped liking the band at all. I even went to go see him when they were much bigger. I just didn't like him. And when he did his antics at several shows I seen him at, I knew the way he was from that instant when he threw a cigarette towards my shoe, didn't even look at me or say sorry, how close it got. You know, and then when I asked him something, just to stand there looking up at me because he was much shorter than me.
Right. Explain to the audience what happened, because a lot of people may have tuned in and go, wait a second. They got into an altercation. What happened?
One night we were at the Rainbow on a Saturday night. That's when it happened in the 80s. Right. And Asshole Rose came out of the Rainbow, and me and my buddies came out of the Rainbow, and we were going to go across the street to the underground parking lot and either partake in something illegal or take off. Anyway, we're joking around at the crosswalk. Axel's leaning on the pole. He's got some white Levi's on and a blue blazer, rolled up sleeves. You know what I'm saying? I got my Chucks, Levi's, my white leather jacket. And he flicks a freaking cigarette butt at my towards my Chucks. ashes get on there? Dude, these are white Chuck Taylor Converse. So I was much snappier and quick-witted back then, quick-activated, angry style. I said some stuff. We cussed each other out, and my buddies had to hold me back, and he kind of like had to get held back by my buddy. And you know, we crossed the street cussing at each other. He went one way, I went the other way. That was it. I thought,
really?
Wow, this guy's a jackass.
So you literally just walked the entire street cussing at each other?
Yeah, dude. Why not?
Huh.
It's a thing to
Interesting.
Do. Yeah.
I wish you would have. See, that those are the moments that you wish you would somebody would have had a video camera mm-hmm. to record. Because mm-hmm. that video, you would people would pay to see that video.
Probably, bro.
You put it on YouTube, it'd get millions of views.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I could tell you some stories, man, of stuff I cracked in the 80s, bro,
well,
back in Hollywood.
We have to do a special show on all of Chang's adventures.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 80s. But anyway, let's go on to my bonus song, ladies and gentlemen. My bonus song. But first, a little break from our 1980 sponsor. We'll be right back.
I like aviation, good vibrations, celebrations, tennis shoes, education, fermentation, automation, and smoking blues. Party time, friends of mine, ice cold pours, and long vacation.
Day.
Adolph Coors Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey, this is Laurie Miller from the first and original Exposé, and you're listening to Back to the 80s Radio.
And when I win, are you going to declare the voting polls are rigged?
Absolutely.
Probably.
Absolutely. It won't be real news.
Oh, my God.
It's all rigged. You know, I'm glad you came out with the truth. Anyway, for my bonus song, ladies and gentlemen, falls in to number 29 on Billboard's Top 100, A Groovy Kind of Love. On the one and only Back to the 80s Radio at K-Hits 92.5. The Phil Collins with A Groovy Kind of Love. Oh, what man. You know, song. I was out of the country when this song came out, and I listened to it. And this song gave me so many... Hey, you keep quiet.
What?
They were my good
what?
Memories.
What?
You stay quiet
whoa,
over
whoa.
There.
That's hurtful.
This song by Phil Collins, great song. I mean, what a love song. What a ballad. You know, what a way to deliver lyrics by a maestro like Phil Collins. I know you'll agree with me, 80s fans. Thank you. The show is over. I have yet one again.
Wow. Wow, that is amazing. The Charlie Sheen, Donald Trump, good God type ego comes out. And I'm amazed. No alcohol, but yet. My God, the arrogance is true to form. You actually think you have beaten me
of
with
course.
Majority of the songs. My God.
Of course I have.
I bet you are like Tom Jones. You put socks in your pants? Is that what you do? Oh my God.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Yes. Yes.
All right. All right, so let's hear your bonus song. Let's hear how great of a pick you have. For your bonus song here on our battle for 1988.
Toscano, I know you don't like to give credit to this guy or this band for I don't know what reason. I really don't know. But my bonus track, no, that's you. You think it's the same singer till now. That's you, not me. My bonus track hits you in the rock and roll soul and the hips to make you go. Number 23 on the top 100 Billboard chart. None other with Robert Palmer with You're Simply Irresistible. That's right. Boom. Drop the mic. That is my bonus track, none other than Robert Palmer. What can you say? Power Station. Guy had rhythm. Guy had soul. guy had the vibe, man, create dance music like a David Bowie, but more bluesy, soulful. When you heard him, you thought he was a brother. You didn't know he was a white cat. You didn't even know. Don't lie and tell me you did. Oh, I did. I was offered a scholarship to Harvard when I was a senior.
Okay. Anyway, I'm glad that was your bonus round, and now I can say officially that I took this victory from you by 1 point. It was close. I actually took it by 3, but I'm just going to give you 2 more.
Wait a minute. How do you get 3? How do you get 3?
First of all, you stole the Michael Jackson song away from me. Secondly, you put an In Excess song.
Why do you get a point? Okay, but it was a misread, so you can't count that. So how do you end up getting an extra?
Extra because of my stress and for my hardship having to change my songs. There you go.
And the 45 under the console where all I have is knives. I see.
Oh, my gosh. It has been a blast spending time with the good old Chang and with every single one of you 80s fans who love that era. I want you guys to know that we're going to be back here next week as well. We're going to have a special guest next week for one of the segments. She is direct from Australia. You're going to love her. So don't miss the show. But we're going to continue going on head-to-head in our last year, 1989. So you don't want to miss it, because we are just going to go full throttle, and we may or may not have more songs so that we can all enjoy. In the meantime, I want you to go out there and share the 80s with someone who needs to know about the greatest decade.
All right, everybody out there, before we release you to another Changtastic weekend, remember, be safe out there. Don't get effed up and drive. Stand up for yourself. Have a good time. Always have a smile. Don't let nothing get you down. Thank you for listening to Back to the 80s Radio. I bid you an all adios, arrivederci, sayonara, hasta la vista. To all my bros by the beach, ladybuds, and to all my homies everywhere and across these lands, orale.
Here's a song by the one and only Bon Jovi from the album New Jersey, Bad Medicine. Back to the 80s Radio and khits925.com. We'll be back next week.
I'm glad I can unplug my headphones.